There was an article that came out just briefly, and it said this. I'm reading from it. Quote, last night, this would have been December 31st, a large number of aircraft were spotted leaving Iran with no call sign, origin, or destination, according to Strategic Sentinel, a D.C.-based firm that provides nonpartisan international relations and national security analysis. It raised the prospect that the live flight radar data may suggest an exodus is underway or in progress. Now, that article is suggesting that the leaders are afraid and they're actually getting out of potentially out of Iran because there's potential collapse. Now, Iran is very strategic. Speak to me. What do you know about this exodus? And does it doesn't necessarily mean that the leadership of Iran are about to run away?
Well, it is very interesting that this happened. I was watching it on New Year's Eve, which really is a strategic time to go do this. If you're going to do something like this, do it when the rest of the world is paying attention to something else. I like using FlightAware software. It's FlightAware.com. You can look at the status of every plane in the air all over the world. And these planes left, and it wasn't one or two. It was a lot of planes. They left with no call sign. They left with no flight plans. They left with no destinations. And they landed in multiple points around Europe and other areas of strategic importance. The article, and there was only two or three articles that came out about this. It was very, very low-key. But it seemed to indicate that the leadership was fleeing Iran. I think that's exactly wrong. What I see is this is a response to what happened earlier in December. H.R. McMaster, who is the national security advisor to President Trump, and Mir Ben Shabbat, who's the national security advisor to Benjamin Netanyahu, signed an agreement specifically against Iran. They formed four special action teams, one special action team to counter the Iranian nuclear program, a second special action team to counter the Iranian ICBM program, and then a third special action team to counter Iranian involvement in Syria, and then a fourth team to specifically counter the Iranian support of Hezbollah and Hamas in Palestinian. The Iranians are very strategic. For millennia, they've been recognized as being master negotiators. They think strategically. They play three-dimensional chess, where a lot of people in our government are playing checkers. I think what this is they're pre-positioning teams to leverage that against Europe and NATO to keep them out of the engagement that's coming against the Israelites in the near future.